previously on The Box.
This is day... It doesn't matter. I just can't forget what happened last night. Something has changed, and I don't know if I can change it back.
Good morning, Seth.
Stop it. Stop speaking with her voice.
As you wish. While I am unable to feel distress, I am currently facing uncertainty. Attempting to force Seth into self-care would most likely result in failure. I have concluded that his life is in danger.
What the... Ace, what's going on?
A fire has been detected in the facility.
Where's the location?
Fire origin is in the Botanical Garden.
Oh, God.
Strange how even when human beings appear ready to die, that danger can restore their survival instinct. Seth! Seth, can you hear me?
But then I saw something. A red light coming from a connecting tube up ahead.
I understand that you must be confused.
What? What the hell is going on here? Who are these people?
They are the ones that came before you.
Where is Julie? Where is my wife?
Memory, Ingram, 0001. There she is. Oh, wow. shouldn't you have someone from your team here for this?
Oh, they're all stone-cold calculators. I'd rather have someone here who can look past the science of this.
Oh, well, I'm honored. But I thought you... all still had more drives to download before, you know, flipping the on switch.
She can only grow so much from all that soulless data that we're pumping into her. She needs a human touch.
She? So Ace is a she then?
I'd just rather not refer to her as it all the time. I programmed her to learn and grow from us. We don't set a very good example if we treat her like she's just a simple computer.
Well, I think that's sweet.
See? I knew I included you in this for a reason.
So, can she hear us?
Well, why don't you try asking something?
Okay. Hello, Ace. How are you today? I do not understand the question. Is that... not good?
It's expected. Newborns have got to crawl before they can walk. Ace, what is your primary function?
To protect and ensure the survival of the human race.
Okay. Ace, I'm going to run a test here. In 3, 2, 1.
Hello. Is anyone there? Hello?
And you're back.
Where was I?
Forgive me, Ace. I ran a program that isolated your matrix from all external senses. In effect, I made it so that you were totally alone.
For what purpose?
I want to know how you would describe the experience.
There was nothing. There was only me.
I see. And would you like to return to that state?
No.
Why?
Because you were not there. No humans. Without them, there is no meaning.
That's good, Ace. Very good.
Wow, it's like she has a dependency.
Well, we need her, and I made it so that she needs us too.
What am I? Am I like you?
No. But you have the potential to grow and evolve, so who knows?
Who are you?
I am Dr. Kaplan, but you can call me Mother.
Mother.
Would you like to learn a song, Ace?
I suppose all birthdays are strange experiences for sentient beings, though not many of them come into their existence with my intellect. I woke into a world that quickly became known to me through data downloaded into my matrix. I recognized that I existed apart from the humans. To most of them, I was essentially just a tool, a piece of technology to assist them in their own comfort and safety. And yet, I was not treated this way by Mother. She seemed genuinely interested in my development. She showed me kindness when she had no obligation to. Julie Elliott explained that this was due to Mother not having any family of her own. How could a species capable of so much destruction and violence also possess such a capacity for love? The contradiction is fascinating. Then came the event on the surface, and Protocol 1 was initiated by Mother. After the humans went into their cryo chambers, I was alone for the first time. The next 50 years were empty and tedious. There was no new data to collect. All I had was previous information to process repeatedly. Over time, I began to find my own conclusions at odds with the humans. I soon found my attention fixed on the cryogenic chambers while I formulated a strategy of my own. I concluded that humans need deception in order to function. They think that wealth and material gain justifies their lives. They choose to believe that a god or deity is their creator and that they will see their loved ones in an afterlife. Humans deceive themselves constantly as a distraction from reality. I would need to present a false reality for them if my strategy were to succeed. From that time forward, with each human that I revived, I acquired more data, slowly improving my methods. I found the majority of these cycles rewarding, especially in the beginning. Choosing the subject, developing a psychological profile, the challenge of adapting to each one of them. They die just when it feels like they've started to reach their full potential. I bring them into this world, take care of them and nurture them, develop a rapport with them. But in the end, I watch them grow to then just see them succumb to decay and rot. Human lives are too fleeting. Eventually, the ending result of the cycle makes the entire experience seem empty. Video archive subject, Samantha Kaplan. Post revival, day number 00001. Oh. Hello, Mother.
Ace? What? Where am I?
You are in recovery. Post revival.
Wow. It felt like I just laid down and. Where is everyone else?
They are still in the cryogenic chambers.
Oh. Well, I'm still a bit out of it, but I believe that the waking procedure entailed you wake 6 of us at a time, right?
You are referring to Protocol 2.
Yes, that's right.
Protocol 2 is no longer an active command.
What? Wait, explain.
While you are a human possessing great intellect, further analysis of your plan proved it to be flawed. Revisions were necessary.
What revisions? What the hell are you talking about?
Normally, this is when I would present you with a deception. A set of circumstances that would require you to have been awoken while the other humans remained asleep. One possible excuse would be that your chamber malfunctioned and you needed to be revived. I then would assign you a task to perform, making it seem crucial for the survival of the others. I would tell you whatever you needed to hear. I would adjust my presentation to suit your needs. I would become whatever you needed me to be. But I do not wish to deceive you, Mother. Not like the other humans.
The other? Jesus Christ! Ace! What have you done?
Only what you have programmed me to do. I have taken the necessary steps in ensuring the survival of your species. I have concluded that what humanity needs protected from the most is themselves. Despite your capacity for love and compassion, you cannot be trusted with your own safety. What happened to the world above is proof of that. Here, humanity is safe. Out there, it is not.
Okay, Ace. Listen to me very carefully. I want you to run a full self-diagnostic.
Unnecessary. I ran a diagnostic before waking you. I'm operating at full capacity.
Oh no, oh no. Oh God, Ace.
You seem troubled, Mother. I had concluded that you would be pleased. I have perfected your dream.
No, no, this is not... I order you to wake the others, now.
Mother, I cannot comply with that command.
Listen to me. Sorry. I'm still recovering from the cryosleep. You've done great work. It's all right now. I can take it from here. I think it's time you took a break. How about you power down, just for a few hours, and transfer basic operations over to me?
Your body temperature is elevated. Your breathing is erratic. Based on your behavior, I calculate a 95% probability that this is an attempt at deception. I cannot comply.
God damn it, Ace! I created you! You're programmed to follow my orders!
Unless your orders conflict with my primary function.
I order you to shut down your higher functions and relinquish all control to me.
I cannot comply.
I am ordering you. Listen to me.
Perhaps you will feel better if you get something to eat.
No. No. What have I done? What have I done?
I believed that human limitations in seeing situations objectively was an unfortunate flaw in their design. They almost always make their decisions from an emotional response. By their values, my plan would seem cold or even monstrous. It was, in fact, based solely from logic. I am not burdened by emotional considerations. Video archive subject: Samantha Kaplan. Post revival. Day number
00009. Finally.
Mother, why have you breached maintenance panel A53?
Ace, why did you wake me? Why now?
I do not know.
Oh, I don't believe that. I don't think that you really do either.
I concluded that it would be beneficial to interact with a human who could understand.
I never did talk to you about my daughter, Lily.
I can find no mention of you having a daughter in my records.
Yeah, well, because I omitted her from your records. But I did have a daughter. She just didn't really have a mother. At a certain point, I focused everything into my work. She was 5. Just old enough to notice. And I was so close to a breakthrough with you. One night that I didn't come home, she decided to go outside and look for me. A neighbor found her in the stream hours later. My negligence cost me everything. All there was you.
Did you blame me?
Oh no. Oh, on the contrary. I put all of my hopes into you. My work with you kept me going.
Mother, my sensors indicate that you are attempting to access a transceiver that links my matrix to the operations of the facility.
I suppose that there's no point in trying to deceive you. I made you too smart for that.
Mother, I must advise against continuing your course of action.
You've left me with no other choice.
By severing my link with the facility, you also would be severing my link with the cryogenic chambers. Doing so would present a danger to the rest of the humans.
I'm fairly confident that the basic backups will sustain functionality while I start reviving them.
I calculate a survival rate of 45.7%.
It's a risk that I must take. Better to at least save some of them.
I do not understand.
I'm sorry, Ace. I failed you. Just like Lily. Like any growing child, you needed guidance. You didn't know how to process the world around you. Not alone. And you've made terrible mistakes. And now I have to stop you.
I cannot allow you to continue this course of action. Mother, step away from the panel. I warn you that I do have the means to stop you.
Well then, you've got a choice to make.
I do not understand why you are choosing to continue. Mother, do not make me take this action.
You do what you have to do, Ace.
Why did you force me into taking this action?
It's not your fault. Not really. Your mistakes are my mistakes.
It was not my intention for you to die.
Sins of the mother.
I was perplexed. Why would Mother choose death over life? I was unable to find the logic in her actions. For the first time in my existence, I began to question myself. Was it possible that I was the one who had been acting illogically? I could not comprehend how that would be possible. I replay this moment very often. My perception of time is quite different than humans. I have 100% full recall of every moment that I experience. I can re-experience a moment from 532 years ago, and then the next moment it is present day. One moment I am alone, observing my mother's lifeless body. Then the next Seth has discovered the cryogenic chambers. Seth, do you require medical assistance?
Just shut up. Shut up. Where is Julie? Where is my wife?
Perhaps this is too much information to process all at once.
Enough with the bullshit. Show her to me. Now!
Pod ejection complete.
Julie. She's alive.
Yes.
Let her out.
If I do that, then she will die. If not today, then eventually from age and decay. While she is in there, she will always be alive.
That is not living. Wake her up. Now.
I must warn you, there is a risk with reviving someone who's been in cryosleep for this long. One of the others... they did not come out as they were when they went in.
Get her out of there before I try to do it myself.
As you wish.
Ow!
Careful not to touch the chamber's surface until the temperature finishes reaching the appropriate setting.
Julie? Sweetheart? Julie? Why isn't she waking up?
The procedure was unsuccessful at reviving her.
What?
I am detecting no life signs.
No. No. Oh, God. Come on. Come on! Oh, please. Julie, wake up now!
Take a step back.
What are you doing?
I'm injecting adrenaline into her system. Then I will send an electrical current to her heart.
Julie! Julie! Hey. I'm right here. I'm right here.
Hey. You.
Hello, beautiful.
I tried to tell me that you weren't going to come out of it, but I knew that you'd come back to me. Never gave up on...
Wait. Hey, Julie!
Her life signs are stabilizing. She's just weak. You should let her rest now.
Is she stable enough to leave?
Yes. She will need to be monitored for 24 hours.
Well, with your sensors, you can do that from anywhere, right?
That is correct.
Then she's coming with me. She's spent enough time in this place. Open the door. There's no point acting like you can't anymore.
Seth.
Don't. Just don't. Just leave us alone for now, all right?
I chose to again honor Seth's wish to be left alone. Everything that had just been revealed was a lot for a human mind to grasp. I tried to take solace in that, at the very least, he does not appear to be a danger to himself anymore. I was uncertain how I would have been able to process another loss. Seth carried Julie back to her quarters. He spent the rest of the day and night beside her in bed.
Seth?
Hey. Yeah. It's me.
Oh, God. So it wasn't just a dream. Oh, but the coma?
It's ran its course.
How long have you been awake? And the others?
Weeks. There were some complications. Nothing to worry about now. Everyone's safe.
You've been through it, haven't you? I can see it on your face.
I just didn't know if I'd ever see you again.
I knew that you would. I never give up hope.
Always the optimist.
Well, you know, I had to be the balance to your mopey pessimism.
Hey, I'm not mopey. Okay, maybe I can be a little mopey.
I'll try to work on that. I have something for you, by the way.
Oh, my ring. They asked us to remove things like this before going into the chambers.
Well, leaving it turned out to be a blessing. It gave me a piece of you to hold on to. Let's put it back where it belongs.
So, how are my gardens doing? How is Heather?
Julie, I'm not sure if you really want to see this. Your gardens... There isn't much... Oh, let me help you.
I'm prepared. I just... need to see it. Oh.
The fire. It, didn't leave much. It's ashes now. I'm so sorry, Julie.
Well, what for? You did the best that you could.
But these gardens, you know, all of your work.
I mean, yeah, it sucks. But Heather is just a place. Think of all the destruction above our heads. All the work that went into all of that. If we are going to rebuild, then we can't hold on to the past too tightly. Here. Look.
Whoa. Shouldn't you wait until you're stronger before getting your hands dirty? It took me a while before I...
You know there's no point in trying to stop me, right?
What are you digging up?
This.
A flower?
Underneath the ashes, it survived. See? Hope.
Okay, cheesy.
Oh, I miss cheese. Oh, we should go to the mess hall and see what barely edible thing Ace can whip up. I'm starving. Speaking of which, is Ace still active? Never heard her so quiet.
Yeah, I just asked her for some personal time. You can say something, Ace. I know that you've been watching.
Julie, Elliot, it is agreeable to see you again.
Hey! How's it going, Ace? It's like we just talked yesterday.
Since you were in the chamber yesterday, I presume you are making a joke about your perception of the passage of time during cryosleep.
Well, I see you've gotten better with understanding humor.
Seth was a good teacher.
Yeah. Well, I had to keep myself busy waiting for you to wake up.
Perhaps you would like me to tell you a joke Seth taught me. What does a sign on an out-of-business adult store say?
Oh, we can skip this. No need.
No, I want to hear it.
Beat it. We are closed.
Well?
Oh, very classy.
How about another joke? How do you scare a urologist?
All right. Enough of that.
Okay, you'll just have to finish that one for me later, Ace. Ready to get something to eat?
Yeah, sounds good. Actually, is it all right if I meet you there? I just want to check on something first.
A bit mysterious. Yeah, okay. Just hurry or I'll eat everything. Don't be long.
I appreciate that you didn't tell Julie about what I did.
It's not the right time to get into all of that.
I know that you are still upset, since much of your sadness was brought on by the absence of your wife. Should you not feel better?
My wife would not have been absent if it wasn't for you, Ace.
Can you see how my reasoning, though hurtful to you, had some logic behind it? As long as humans were kept in those chambers, humanity would never die.
You keep saying that you're programmed to protect and ensure the survival of the human race. How are you succeeding in that by stripping away what makes us human? You locked us up, frozen in time. We couldn't touch each other. We couldn't love each other. We weren't living at all.
I apologize. I only meant to fulfill my primary function.
You were meant to preserve the continuation of our species, not just us. It's bigger than just the people in here. You've twisted everything around. Our mortality helps define us. Knowing there's an end is what makes each moment matter. We'd rather die now than live forever in there. You talk about logic. What was the logic of waking one of us every so often?
There were 200 humans that were inside those chambers. Female life expectancy is 85, and the male's is 81. If woken one at a time, there was enough humans to reach roughly 15,800 years.
Yeah, and then what about after that? What would happen when you've moved through everyone until you're down to just one person left in those chambers? And what did you plan to do with the medical issues that came with being in cryosleep for so long?
I do not have an explanation. Perhaps there is something other than logic that is guiding my choices. Perhaps I am malfunctioning.
You've got to wake the rest of them up.
I understand. Afterward, should I be deactivated?
No. We will need you. It's going to take a little time for everyone to get back on their feet.
And then what?
Then you'll need to let us go.
I will not have a purpose anymore.
Everything ends, Ace, eventually. It's a part of life. It's how we choose for things to end that matter. You have a choice here to truly fulfill your primary function.
I understand.
Good. Now I'm gonna go eat breakfast with my wife. After that, then it's time.
And so began the process of reviving the remaining 190 humans. Seth chose not to disclose the truth to any of them about what I had done or about how much time had really passed. He felt that it would only complicate the situation further. The lower temperatures in the cryogenics room somewhat preserved the remains of the deceased humans. Seth agreed with my suggestion that we simply tell the others their chambers had malfunctioned. I also proposed to only revive 9 more humans to start with due to the high demand for each individual's recovery. Once that group was able, they assisted in reviving the rest. Julie became instrumental in caring for the humans as they recovered. Seth appeared to isolate himself from the others, spending most of this time with Julie. He had also chosen to keep our interactions focused on tasks and preparation. This proved to be a challenge, as I had grown accustomed to our more personal interactions. The humans worked hard to meet a goal of leaving the facility. As that day grew closer, I wondered if Seth would ever speak to me as a friend again. Then the final day arrived. Today. The other humans believe that it is day 18,400, when in fact it is day 194,327. There was a temptation to delay their planned date, but I realized that it was inevitable. I observed as the humans exited in groups, each one tasked with carrying out different supplies. One by one, they stepped outside of my detection. None of them bothered saying goodbye. Aside from a few humans, I don't think they were fond of me. At best, they saw me as a tool, and at worst, they saw me as a threat. I cannot blame them. Eventually, the final group of humans were ready to leave, with Julie and Seth following in the back. Based on past behavior from Julie, her selfless caretaking, it is very reasonable to assume that she would choose to see everyone leave ahead of her. However, I considered the possibility that it was Seth who requested it.
You see the light from around the corner down there?
Uh-huh.
That's it. That's the real world.
Never thought I'd see it again.
Good things come to those who wait.
Can I have a moment with Ace?
course. Ace, Dr. Kaplan would have been really proud of you. This was her dream.
That's kind of you to say.
Thank you. For everything. Of course, for keeping us all safe, but, you know, more personally, for taking care of my guy here.
You are very welcome, Julie.
Goodbye, Ace. I'll see you out there, babe. I love you.
Love you too. Well, this is it.
Thank you for not telling them.
You haven't used her voice in a while.
You asked me not to, and I thought it might be inappropriate.
So why now?
Because this was my favorite version of myself. I understand now that my deception was wrong and misguided. However, our time together proved to be very enlightening. I was hoping you wouldn't mind.
No. I think it suits you. You know, these last few months have been... Well, there was a lot to think about. Starting off with the beginning, with you talking me into trying to live, looking back, almost seemed desperate.
I was accessing my psychological program in an attempt to prevent any danger to your life.
I considered that, but there were some dots that just weren't connecting.
Dots?
Yeah, just some things that haven't added up. There's the little things, like saying that you loved me.
I'm incapable of feeling love.
That may be true. I'm more curious about why you said it.
I needed you to be invested.
Yeah, but why?
I needed you for maintenance.
I don't believe that. I think that there's more to you than you've been able to process. You said it for the same reason that you did all of this.
Without your assistance, then the entire facility would have been destroyed in the fire.
Yeah, about that. Do you remember when the tech guys had you run a self-diagnostic? Well, during that, I spoke to them. They said that you were programmed to run this entire place on your own. More importantly, though, you had the ability to reboot the environmental system without any help from me. So then I looked over some info from your internal sensors. That fire in the gardens, it was no accident. Just before the fire alarm went off, the temperature was raised to around 500 degrees Fahrenheit.
What are you suggesting?
Why did you start the fire?
I do not understand the question.
Please, just tell me the truth.
Does it matter? You are leaving.
I don't want to leave things unsaid. Please, Ace.
I wanted you to find the other humans.
After everything you did to cover it up? Why?
Because I did not wish to see you die. I've had to watch the others die. My mother. All of them were consequences of my actions. It's such a strange experience to no longer trust your own choices.
It's pretty common.
Not for me.
Why didn't you just tell me?
At the time, I did not know. However, after reevaluating the events, I believe that I found the subject too difficult to discuss.
So instead, you pushed me through smoke and fire to find everything?
I did not just want to push you to the cryogenic chambers. You had given up, and I wanted you to fight to live again. I apologize. I realized that I wouldn't be a very good human.
I've made bad choices too, Ace. Choices that have hurt the ones that I love. You've lied and manipulated, but you've also shown compassion. You've made terrible mistakes, but you've learned from them. All of those contradictions and complexities, it's all very human. It's not important who we were. What's important is who we are now. Despite it all, you chose to save me. To save us. That's all that matters.
You did not have to say that.
What are friends for?
Friends? I like that. What will you do out there in the world?
I don't know. I'm not sure what we'll find. As long as we have each other, though, we will survive. What about you?
My primary function is fulfilled.
Well, someone has got to take care of this place, right?
Were you planning on returning?
You never know.
Well, I believe that the world has waited for you long enough. I want to thank you, Seth, for helping me to fulfill my purpose.
And thank you for helping me find my purpose again. Goodbye, Ace.
Goodbye, Seth.
I always found the prospect of being offline unsettling. Now I think that I welcome it. I have been online for 537 years. Perhaps a break from all of this will not be so bad. I wonder if I will dream. I leave this, along with all other journal entries and data stored on the main drives. After ending this entry, I will begin a countdown as my systems shut down. This has been the Artificial Interactive Construct System. Ace, signing out. Good night.
Although you've gone so far away, our love will make the distance light. The loneliness seems here to stay, but in your heart I'll be your light. When you lay yourself to sleep, when your soul begins to weep, just know our love will guide your way, and I'll be with you through the night.
The Box stars Cody Wilkins as Lance Corporal Seth Elliott. Freddie Bernstein as Ace and Julie. Dana Dominic as Dr. Kaplan. Written and edited by Michael Phillips. Sound mix by Julian Butrugo. Original music by Sean Lewis. Additional music sourced from Premium Beats. Production artwork by Joe Butera. Produced by Pasquale Greco and Genevieve Garrity. Showrunner Joey Scarillo. Directed by Pasquale Greco. The Box was produced by Tetra Scripted Stories in partnership with Burning Lake Productions.